Fork Tales, a podcast that feeds the food and beverage world. Fork Tales is brought to you by Pavone Group and Vigor, a branding and marketing agency for restaurant, beverage, and hospitality brands. Learn more at vigorbranding.com. If you love what we're serving up, please give Fork Tales a 5-star review on your podcast service of choice. Think of it as a tip for good service.
I've always said this, every brand should approach any launch, any project like the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
You're trying to do the most absolute engaging work that is impossible to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually want to watch. You know, to me, the same tenets apply.
Sure.
Whether your audience is 100 million or one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in reading. I believe, like, I'm a pain in the behind to go to the supermarket with because I want to walk every aisle, not because mm-hmm. I think I'm going to buy something, but because I'm very intrigued by what it's there. At the heart of it, I look at what I do as problem solving and getting to know people. And so whether you're buying detergent or chocolate or cheese, there is some commonality in terms of what your motivations are. Mm-hmm. And so I think looking and it, like seeing the world, right? Not letting it pass you by too much is a huge part of it. And then you bring in experts who kind of keep you up to speed.
You know, anytime you take on money from investor or institutional, I mean, you lose control, right? Mm-hmm. And in this industry, you know, it was very, you know, when I started in it, it still is. It's still kind of the Wild West. Like, there's a lot of things changing, a lot of unorthodox ways to go about doing business. And if you're always having to check with the board or check with this guy who's not involved in it day to day, I mean, you're at a supreme disadvantage.
Having 8 restaurants is like having 8 children. Every restaurant has their own personality. Mm-hmm. They have their own, the customer base is mostly the same, but slightly different. Managers are different. They all have their own personality. So for me, it's leading by example, but also knowing how they react. So I may talk to, you know, James in Woodland Hills differently than I'm going to talk to Martine in Pasadena.
What's filling your seats? You know, what's slowing you down, right? Oftentimes that varies by geography, and there is no one answer for all asks. So our internal R&D team, culinary team, spend a ton of time in the test kitchen, focusing in on the trends that matter. And so all trends matter. You can never be dismissive of a preference or what someone wants, but what we try to focus on are the trends that solve real problems.
How do you encourage creativity amongst your team and other team members?
It's really interesting because I think sometimes you have to encourage it and sometimes it's natural. And what I do think is it happens all the time in little moments. And so trying to acknowledge the little moments, right? So when the person left me the magazine, like just a quick note, like I love that. I didn't ask for anything. This thing appeared with 18 different ways to be creative and to be able to say like, thank you so much. That was really smart. Like, which one do you like the most and why? That facilitates that conversation.
It was time to really unlock the future for us. Golden Malted, incredible brand. To us, it described an ingredient and not necessarily the experience. When we, it's funny, this is really important when you're going through a rebrand, you need to sit down, put everybody in a room, like pull down the shades and really like talk about this is what we think makes sense. Let's poke as many holes in it as we can. And so we sat down, we had a strategy session back in October of 2023. And what came out when we were discussing the name of the company, the spirit of the organization is that whenever our people walk into a customer, what we get back is, here comes the waffle guy. Oh, there's the waffle gal, right? Like we were already referred to as the waffle people. And so as our product line expanded, as we came out with new mixes, as we continued developing the iron, you work with innovation, you work with R&D, we felt we had earned the right to modernize the brand. And so Golden Waffles for us is just clearer, warmer. It's instantly understandable. You know, yes. Who are we? We're the waffle people.
I find that the most important thing in the hospitality industry is personality. Do you like people? You have to like people mm-hmm. to be in this business. Mm-hmm. And skill set, you can teach you how to work a POS. We can teach you how to look at a P&L. Do I want someone that's worked in the restaurant industry? Yeah, we hired someone that's worked at a juice bar and they were phenomenal, you know, like mm-hmm. a juice bar. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, but it's the interaction. I think it's really all about personality and attitude. Everyone has mm-hmm. to have the right, and they have to be okay with, hey, you know what? The dishwasher didn't show up. We need to wash dishes, or the toilet backed up. You got to get that auger. I mean,
fix it.
Yep. It's ownership. You have to feel like mm-hmm. I want what's best for everyone around me. And I always say our first customers are the people we work with.
You've done 4 Super Bowl commercials. So what's it like behind the scenes of a project of that level, you know, with that pressure and that visibility behind it?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. I mean, Will Ferrell was actually a sprint, oddly enough. But, you know, because it's so visible, you have probably 4 times the people in the organization involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it really hard because everyone's obviously, you know, everyone has opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you get that idea of people liking, and then you got to protect the hell out of it, you know, and just get through that gauntlet. Because like I said, you're presenting your first concept in August.
Mm-hmm.
You got till probably December before you even shoot the thing. Right. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
You got to not be afraid to fail, and you got to be afraid to try, because you don't know until you try. And if you don't do it, you're always going to have that what if, like, well, what if I would have done that? Or, you know, how bad would that be if all of a sudden you had this great idea and then 5 years later, someone else that, you know, where you hear about it, did it, and you're like, that was my idea. You know, it's like, don't let that happen, you know?